this week on Art in the Air features Cloudy discussing her Puerto Rico to New York journey with busking in the subway, then forming Pink Louds, a gritty rock band with melodic sensibility of a 1920s crooner mixed with psychedelic danceability and bright harmonies. Our spotlight is with artistic director Gloria Tuohy and Indiana Ballet's theater spring performance of Cinderella, plus updates on the Classic Arts Center.
Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. You're in the know with Esther and Larry. Art on the air today. Stay in the know with Larry and Esther. Art on the air our way. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart.
Welcome. You're listening to Art on the Air on WVLP 103.1 FM and Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM, our weekly program covering arts and arts events throughout Northwest Indiana and beyond. I'm Larry Breckner of New Perspectives Photography, right alongside here with Esther Golden of The Nest in Michigan City.
Aloha, everyone.
We're your hosts for Art on the Air. Art on the Air is supported by an Indiana Arts Commission Arts Project grant through South Shore Arts and the National Endowment for the Arts. Art on the Air streams live at WVLP.org and is rebroadcast on Monday at 5 p.m., plus is also heard on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, every Sunday at 7 p.m., also streaming live at lakeshorepublicradio.org, and is available on Lakeshore Public Radio's website as a podcast. Our spotlight interviews are also heard Wednesdays on Lakeshore Public Radio. Information about Art on the Air is available at our website, breck.com/AOTA. That's breck, BRECH.com/AOTA. That includes a complete show archive, spotlight interviews, plus our show is available on multiple podcast platforms, including NPR One. Please like us on Facebook, Art on the Air, WVLP, for information about upcoming shows and interviews. On Art in the Air Spotlight, we welcome once again the founder, CEO, and artistic director of the Indiana Ballet Theater, Gloria Tuohy. And she's going to talk about what they have coming up in May and also some of the renovation happening, progress on the Classic Arts Theater. Gloria, welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight.
The fabulous Gloria Tuohy.
So tell us a little bit about Cinderella coming up just in about a week from when this Spotlight happens.
Well, as they say, the world is your stage now. You know, theaters are not really existing very much. But so we're around in event halls, and we do eventually go to a theater, a very small one. So on the 7th, it's going to be in Crown Point at the Halls of Justice. On the 13th, it will be at Centennial Park in their ballroom. In Munster. And then on the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, it will be at the Hoosier Theatre in Whiting.
So what kind of audiences are, what is your capacity in each of those venues?
Well, fortunately, they did allow it's any size audience as long as you social distance. So at the first two events, it would only be about 50 people per show. But on the 21st to the 23rd, it'll be about 250 people per show. And so we plan on 5 shows.
Now, you've done this version of Cinderella, Prokofiev's, several times. You've had people in from all types of things, from young kids to actual professional dancers. So tell us a little bit about the production values.
Right. Well, we still kind of have that. But we actually only had to go in-house. So the only guests are the male Prince Charming, but the rest of it is either alumni from Indiana Ballet Theatre or our current company members and some of our little students as well. We couldn't do the general open audition, unfortunately, this year.
Right. As we're opening up from the pandemic, and you just briefly maybe touch on how that's influenced you, what are you looking for the rest of the season? Are you going to get back to a much more rigorous schedule, like Nutcracker in an actual theater?
Well, we're hoping. There's several theaters that are reaching out to us as it happens, and Morton being one of them. Eventually, we hope to go to the one that's just opening up Hard Rock Cafe Casino. It's going to have a 2,000-seat theater.
Oh, okay, sure.
Gary them.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Yes.
But right now, they have to be 21 years and above to be able to perform there. So they're not having their separate entrance for a while. So eventually.
Tell us also, we want to get an update on how the Classic Arts Center is going. That'll be your new home. That's the old nurses' home there on Main Street and Crown Point and everything. And where the progress is on that?
Well, as it happens, everybody's looking for something wonderful to do for the region. And so more people have been interested lately than ever before. And we're looking to start the interior renovation on June the 1st and be open in 2022.
And what's going to be in the spaces? Tell us a little bit about, describe briefly what's going to be inside that.
Well, yes, Indiana Ballet Theater will be on the third floor, but we're hoping to have a multitude of arts on the center floor. There'll be a black box theater, or rather a small theater with 85 seats from the Star Plaza on the lower floor.
And then you're hoping to have artists also in that venue?
Yes. So in that center, the second floor, we'll have all different artists.
And the renovation, I know the exterior was done, and that's like about $500,000, but the whole project is, going to be about how many million dollars to get it all done?
Well, actually, we just had a wonderful general contractor that's worked very hard to bring the cost down. And so now it's going to be just $1.5 million we still have to have. So we actually have six financial institutions that are ready to put together and make it happen. So
are classes, are ballet classes ongoing?
They are, yes. We actually haven't stopped. We've still got all of our staff. And we've just kept going. So with masks, with social distancing, with Zooming, everything and anything, and we do it.
So once again, tell us how you have three different venues that you have, like in three different locations. Briefly tell us about those, how we can get tickets and your website and everything like that, and hit the dates for Cinderella once again.
Yes. So the dates for Cinderella is May the 7th in Crown Point, May the 13th in Munster, and May the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd in Whiting. And they should contact for tickets, info@ibtnw.org.
Very good. Well, we're pleased to have you on the show on Spotlight to tell us what's going on with Indiana Ballet Theater, which are located both in Merivale, DeMont, and Valparaiso with studios. Gloria Tui, thank you so much for being on Art of the Year Spotlight.
Thank you very much. Hope to see you soon.
You're listening to Art on the Air, WVLP 103.1 FM, and on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM.
And we're pleased to welcome to Art on the Air the lead singer for Pink Clouds, Cloudy, moved here from Puerto Rico to New York City in 2015 to fulfill her dream of playing in the subway, and then literally met tons of many creatures, musicians, artists, and would turn Pink Clouds into a full-blown spectacle that they are today, with passionate shows, wild theatrics, giant puppets, even a flopping fish that I saw in one of them, and everything like that. We'd like to welcome Cloudy to Art on the Air. Welcome.
Hey.
Aloha. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Well, we'd like to ask all of our guests to tell a little bit about their history, like how you got from where you were, schools, studying, college, if that's it, and your journey, and especially your journey from Puerto Rico to New York City, and then where you've traveled. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Cloudy.
Hey, yeah. So I was raised in Puerto Rico, lived there pretty much my whole life until 6 years ago, 5 years ago. Yeah, something like that. In terms of college, I tried it twice and didn't really work out. I was kind of always had my mind on what I wanted to do. And I've always done exactly what I wanted to do, except that what I wanted to do was different from most people. So when I say that I wanted to come to New York to play in the subway, that is, it's not an exaggeration. I'm not trying to be funny. I do have an obsession with the subway stations and just the whole world that is there, like underneath us the whole time. I feel like a lot of the real New York is in the subway stations. So I came to New York and I brought battery powered amp, so I wouldn't have to connect it to anything. And I just started doing it, and literally, like, just by playing in the subway, meeting people, just opportunities start coming up. You start getting invited to parties, and you start, you know, meeting other amazing artists. And New York is so full of weird, wonderful people. So so it's just, I came here and I did that, and it's just been one thing after the other. You know, we started playing venues after that, and I met the drummer, the bass player. Like, everything's kind of been through the subway, which is the most magical place on earth.
It's so true. Subways are like my most memorable musical experiences, and especially in New York. I mean, fabulous. But, you know, can we go back to Puerto Rico? So talk to us about the music and what, you know, tell us about Puerto Rico and what it was like growing up and being exposed. You know, what was your exposure to music?
Yeah, well, there's definitely a lot of great music in Puerto Rico. And, you know, obviously I listen to stuff from other parts too, but I grew up listening to a lot of salsa, a lot of bomba, which is like traditional music from the time the colonizers came, basically, the Spaniards. And a lot of bomba plena, a lot of, you know, there's so much, you know, rich culture. And there's this thing, the music is linked to dancing, you know, it just comes with it. So even though Pink Clouds is kind of, I'd say, more a rock band than anything else, we've always really been into getting people to move and getting people involved in the show. It's not us on the stage and you're, you know, there in the crowd doing your thing. No, like, we really, really, really enjoy being, you know, with the people and feeling the reactions. So I think that comes a lot from just growing up there. And
is your family, is the family musical or with music or dance?
Yeah, my dad is an upright bass player, mostly jazz. And my sister is a jazz singer. So very musical family indeed. And my mom used to be a dancer.
Are they in Puerto Rico still?
Yep, they're still there.
And so your music is kind of a departure probably from, like, what we call the mainstream, and we'll talk more about that, but how was their reaction to that?
My parents' reaction?
Yes.
Oh, they're great. Yeah, they're very cool about it. They kind of always let me do my own thing, and they encouraged me to be my own person. And I have no tragic story there. Luckily, no, they've been very supportive. And and I just did a video actually with my niece and nephew, so my sister's kids. You know, a very connected family. I got these, like, a miniature version of myself in the video for Tamarindo. And that's my niece. And we have a lot of fun together for sure. But it's a very musical family, very artistic, even though none of them does it as a career. But I grew up with a lot of storytelling, a lot of theater, a lot of music.
So in Puerto Rico, did you have a band, or did Pink Clouds start in Puerto Rico, or did it?
No, I had other projects in Puerto Rico. I did a lot of street theater since I was in my teens. I was in this political, social street theater group, and we would do a very simple, in terms of production, very simple plays that we could do on any street corner. And we would take them around the island, kind of like getting people, you know, making people aware of different things that we, you know, felt they needed to be aware of in terms of politics, in terms of gender equality, in terms of a lot of different issues, religion. And we also toured around Latin America with those plays and went to a lot of festivals. In Puerto Rico, I did a lot of that. I did some music. I did music for theater. But it was kind of a different vibe. And then
I was wondering, because was that your costuming and persona in Puerto Rico, or was this a New York iteration of what you wanted to show?
This was very much a New York iteration. I think Pink Clouds is as New York a project as it can be, because really I let the city shape the band. And I mean that, you know, in terms of musically, in terms of our look. Sometimes people are like, oh, where do you guys get your aesthetic from? It's just really like I let the subway kind of sculpt what the band should be. So I would try stuff out, and things that worked with the subway audience, those things would stay. I mean, it's not 100% like this, but really we would let like the city kind of decide, like, where should this go? And I would meet people in the subway who would say, like, oh, I've got this idea for a puppet, or you know, the drummer would bring his own influences. And so it's really like the city kind of shaping the band into what it is. And in terms of what I look like and who I am and everything that we bring to the show, it's very much a New York City creation.
You said about theater. Now, you did street theater. Did you ever do legit theater, on stage? And
it's all legit. It's all legit.
Well, no, but that's a term. That's a term in theater, is on stage. So it's not.
Sure. I did a little bit. But mostly street theater.
Okay.
And I think that influenced why I wanted to play on the street and in the subway here.
Really, it's like true performance art to me, what you do. It's just, it just radiates. And I'm like the biggest fan. I just, from the moment I saw you years ago, I just have been so in love. So I'm so happy to be seeing you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Music is so evocative and transporting. And I love hearing about how New York has really shaped it. And I know the story, but maybe you can tell our audience about, really, you alluded to it, how you met the band. And so especially like that first moment with your drummer.
Yeah. The different stories have been floating around. But I was playing at a subway station and I was playing a song, and there was this bucket drummer who there's somewhat of a competition in subway stations sometimes for the spot, right? So I was playing there. There's supposed to be like this first come, first serve rule. So whoever gets there first gets the spot, and that's that. But it doesn't always work that way. And sometimes two musicians will try to make it work at the same time, and it just wasn't working out. So he was playing, I was playing. And eventually, like, I started to, like, you know, kind of be more playful with it and try to, like, play to his beat. And then, and it just started, like, we just started mixing. And he was really good. He was really talented. And I loved I loved the simplicity of the bucket drums. So we started playing together, and it kind of was beneficial for both of us. So it was a beautiful combination that really worked for us both. And then he became the drummer of the band.
It's so beautifully organic. I just love it.
Yeah. And everything's been really organic. I mean, because our expectations have always, they've just been very open, very flexible. It's just whatever makes us happy, whatever makes other people happy, that's what we're going for. So we're not like hard about like, so this is the kind of music that we want to do. This is the kind of band that we are. We just want to, you know, be happy. And this is such a great place to do it. So, and then after that, I played at a party that we got invited to, and that's where I met the bass player. And it was a party where I was also given a pink dress that was very loud. It was like very, you know, bright. And that's kind of where the name of the band came from. And just everything has been very, very magical. It's just come into place like a puzzle very beautifully.
It's so wonderful, because what you do is you create memories, and experiences give us our memories. And that's what I love about Pink Louds so much. So do you have a particular musical memory that sticks out for you, or
from our shows?
From your shows, or just from your past experience, because like you're in my list of musical experiences, you know?
Sure. Well, believe it or not, so when I was a kid, It's strange. We'd go to a lot of to a Mexican restaurant when I was a kid with my parents, and there was always a mariachi band there. And they looked like nothing could be better than their job. They just had the perfect job. They were making people happy. People, you know, they're
dressed exquisitely. I mean, I love them.
Oh my god! Yeah, no, and they had like, you know, this giant guitarrón, which is like what they use as a bass. Which is just completely acoustic. It's not connected to anything. I got this great sound. And they were happy. They were making people happy. And it's like, what could be better than that? So I knew I had to be a musician. I didn't know if I was going to be a mariachi specifically. I could have been. But yeah, I just knew from that moment on. And Well, I was super like happy a couple of years back. We were invited to do a residency at a Mexican restaurant here in New York City, in Brooklyn. So so we played there, and that was like, okay, I can die now. I can totally. I'm happy, and I learned one of my favorite mariachi songs, "Si Nos Dejan," which is a ranchera. And I played that there, and I was like, okay, that's it. I reached the top. It's all downhill from here. No, I'm kidding.
Well, downhill's pretty good if it's in a in a gondola, I think. So.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's true. Well, we did play on a boat in Venice, and that was also pretty awesome. Yeah. Yeah, busking is taking us a lot of places, and yeah, we were in Venice because the original bass player lives there now. And we, you know, the laws for busking in Venice are a little bit stricter than New York. So you can't really go to a corner. But if you're moving and you're on a boat, they can't really like say anything because you're just like on your way. So we got this boat and we would like play a few songs in front of a restaurant or a bar and then just move on to the next one. And yeah, that was really magical for sure.
That's so beautiful.
I'd like to share with our audience some of your music, though, before we might run out of time otherwise. Tell us a little bit about Dreamcatcher, and then we're going to take a listen to that.
Well, Dreamcatcher is actually about a baseball catcher. I'm a big fan of Coney Island, and I go there a lot. And I like watching baseball. It's not what people would think when they see me, but I do enjoy baseball games, at least live, the experience. And so I went to see the Cyclones in Coney Island, and I was taken by the catcher, and I was like, oh, he's a handsome young fellow, and I decided to write a song about him.
Excellent. Well, let's take a listen to that. Dreamcatcher, Pink Clouds with Cloudy.
From the plate, movement of your fingers made me tingle, made me shake. Sunday shining through your eyes, caught my little heart between your thighs. Right then I knew you were my dream. Your hips, mustard running down. I licked my lips. The ball in the air, you jumped into the crowd. And it's your mind, you're dead. I'm still, I've never felt so proud. Cause you're my one and only dream. Yes, you're my one and only creeps into my brain, and I want everyone to die. I grab your jersey and I squeeze it tight and drink of it. I love the bitter stink of it, and slowly I begin to rise. Watch me flashing through the sky. Oh, catch me as I fly. But will I ever catch your eye? But as I want you, want the feel. Everybody knows I just want to take you, wake you, watch, want to rip your clothes off when I want you, want the feel. Everybody knows I just won't take you, wake you, watch, won't. So when I want you on the field, everybody knows I just won't take you, wake you, watch, won't. So when I want you on the field, everybody knows I just won't take you, wake you, watch, won't. So when I want you on the field, everybody knows I just won't take you, wake you, watch, won't. Thank you.
That's Dreamcatcher from Pink Clouds with Cloudy as the lead singer. That's excellent.
Yes. You know, I cannot listen to your music without moving. And if I happen to be working and I'm sitting, my torso and my arms are moving, even if it's just one arm. I just love your music so much. So I know that
love to see your one arm dance.
Oh, yeah. It's really it's good. I do it a lot because I've got the other arm doing something else. So tell us where you are with the second album.
Right. So our second album is going to be in Spanish. And except for Tamarindo, which is the song we already put out, that one's in Spanglish. So that one has a little bit of English in it. But yeah, so a lot of my influences from when I was a kid, a lot of the music that I listened from over there, especially I'd say Ismael Rivera and Cortijo y su Combo, and this wonderful Cuban singer-songwriter, pianist, Bola de Nieve. Like, those are very big influences on this album. And that is being mixed right now, mixed and mastered, kind of like post-production artwork. That's on its way, and it's going to be out this summer. I don't have an exact date because I'm still dealing with the, you know, with the big wigs. No, there's no big wigs involved, but yeah, PR people and all that stuff. So this summer, and it's going to be great. It's coming out beautifully. We've got another video we already shot in Puerto Rico on the way. And that's like probably the funnest video we've done to date.
Videos are spectacular. So are you the art director for those? Do you come up with the concept? And
most of the ones we've done up till now, yes. I've done a lot of the editing, a lot of the directing and the ideas, but always with a lot of help. You know, a lot of people that offer their help for free or for very little. And we've been very fortunate to work with a lot of wonderful, talented people that just seemed to like us for some reason.
For a lot of reasons.
but the next one that's coming out was actually the more, we got a director in Puerto Rico who's a friend of mine, and we had like professional film crew and like makeup artist and an art director and everything. So it's on another level, and it's, I couldn't be happier. It has like kind of a Almodóvar look to it. So very colorful, a lot of great set designs, and it's just really, really fun. It's a song about kind of an ode to air conditioning. It's a song about how my air conditioning wasn't working, and the tech guy doesn't get to the house, and it's kind of like a musical. And eventually, the tech guy gets here, and then all of a sudden, we're like in heaven, and we're dancing around, floating everywhere, and it's very cool.
Oh, I can't wait! So, do you do the cover art for the albums?
No. So our album, Delancey Street Station, the cover art was done by Mark Allen Stamati.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Do you know him?
No.
Oh, he wrote this book in the 70s called Who Needs Donuts? And it's kind of a children's book, but it's also very psychedelic and very honest. So it's very New York. And one of the main characters, for example, is this, she's called Sad Old Lady, and she's kind of this homeless lady. So it was a book that didn't do very well with kids in the 70s, or at least with the people who reviewed children's books in the 70s. But it is so wonderful, and it's full of information. Every page, every drawing, it has like a million different like little puns and jokes that you can find. You can look at it for hours and hours and hours and still not have seen everything in the drawing. And it is probably the main reason I wanted to come to New York. I was very much influenced by this book as a kid. And that was my idea of what New York was like. And I was like, I have to go there eventually. And I knew I was going to do it at some point. And I finally did it. So he did the cover art for Delancey. And he's just, his humor, his aesthetic is a big, big influence on who I am and what we are at Spin Clouds for sure.
We'd like to talk about your next song that we'd like to hear, Spellbound. Give us a little background on that, and we'll let our audience listen to that one.
Well, that song, basically, it's a song about, you know, when you feel like you're hardened and you've gone through so many, you know, breakups and stuff, and you're like done with it. And all of a sudden, you know, this magician comes and completely breaks down the wall. And just when you least expect it, you know, love can always make its way into you if you're open enough. But you know, I didn't feel open enough when this happened, but it did happen. So it's a love song about kind of being thinking that you're harder than you actually are. But the video for it, we filmed at Tompkins Square Park, which is this wonderful park that we've been busking at. We've been playing there since the pandemic because venues closed, and we started doing our shows outside. And it's just been absolutely beautiful. We've met so many people, and the video is full of those people just dancing, people of all ages, all backgrounds. And it's just, we wanted to do a tribute to them, and we did it with them and for them. And the video is just like this collage of beautiful humans dancing at Tompkins Square Park.
All right, well, let's take a listen. Here is Spellbound, Cloudy and Pink Clouds.
Past the trunk of a rib cage of trees, past the corpse of a bird and a bee, there's a heart and it longs to believe. Oh, my dear, but I fear it's in vain. Might as well throw your spells down the drain.
And that's Spellbound. Cloudy, that's another interesting. You have a very interesting take, and I almost encourage our audience to go to YouTube to see some of the visuals.
The visuals.
The visuals make up so much of your music. It's not just something. I mean, it's great to listen to, but it's great to see also.
Thanks.
Oh, no, your voice is magnificent. I mean, you don't even need the visuals. I just, that trill in your voice is just, I could just listen
and
to
I wasn't really
forever.
Saying that, but I'm just saying the visuals just add so
oh,
much
no,
to
the
it.
The visuals
yeah.
are magnificent. Just, yes. Magnificent.
Yeah.
You're listening to Art on the Air, WVLP 103.1 FM, and on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM.
No, we really like, we believe in the whole spectacle, not just the music. We love, you know, adding the visual aspect because I'm such a theater person and just, why not? You know, if you're going to give it a go, like, why not make it also visually engaging? Into that, totally.
I know I do installation art. And so that's what, I mean, you're just, it's just like performance installation art right there. And I'm just so in love with it.
That's so great.
You know, something we've asked all of our guests, and we're just curious how this is how's COVID influenced? I mean, obviously you haven't been able to perform as much, but first of all, how's it affected you professionally and personally? Sometimes people are more creative and sometimes they kind of pull it up, you know, because creative people are influenced by that. But how's it influenced you?
Sure. Well, during the summer months, we actually, I would say we played more than we used to play because we were kind of getting to a point where we were doing like one big show a month at some New York City venue, like Poisson Rouge or something like that. And it was kind of limiting because they don't let you do too many shows. So in the summer, we were actually playing, you know, 2-3 times a week. So we actually started doing more. But in the winter months when it was too cold to play outside. So the way that it changed was that we were able to focus on a lot of things that we couldn't focus on before. We put a lot of love and a lot of energy into the production of the new album. So it's an album that has a lot of details in terms of sound. We were able to do a lot from home. And that was cool. I was able to like really understand, you know, recording programs and stuff that I wasn't that into before. And I just got more into the technology and using synths and different instruments at home. So it allowed us time to kind of like put love into the recording. And that was great. And also, you know, shooting videos. And I also did a lot of live Instagram shows at the beginning of the pandemic when it was definitely not a thing to go out. And that was like a completely different, you know, side of Pink Clouds. I was doing kind of like a TV show with interaction and people would, you know, I would do trivia and different games and, you know, based on what people's answers were, then I would do a song. So, yeah, the pandemic really did a lot, you know, a lot of changes and different things for us. But of course, it's terrible. I mean, it's a tragedy. I really hope we get out of this soon. We're so looking forward to being able to really, you know, connect more with people and hug people again. And it's, you know, it's something I'm sure we all miss a lot. But we've tried to make the most out of it for sure.
It's so interesting. We did two shows on the pandemic, one like a month into it and then one just recently. And in that first show, everybody was missing going out to eat and, you know, things like that. And with the second show, it was hugs. You know, it's just everybody was like, oh, we just want a hug.
Yeah.
Have you done any crowdfunding for the albums or?
Well, actually,
how can we support you is what I'm asking.
Oh, well, I do have a Patreon. Well, anyway, Pink Clouds does have a Patreon. If you look up Pink Clouds, that's PINCLOUDS. We have a Patreon. We also have Venmo. The Venmo is at CLAUDI-LOVE, and that's our Venmo if you want to support. Yes, we still need funding, especially for the post-production of the album. Anything you can give is very, very much appreciated.
And we'll have a link on your picture on our website so they can link to at least one of the things there, your website or something like that. So I'd like to hear about the next song we're going to do, which you said is Spanglish. So tell us a little bit about that.
So that's a song about missing Puerto Rico, basically. It's about getting to that point where you just can't deal with it. I absolutely love living in New York City, but there is a big piece of me that I left in Puerto Rico. And sometimes I think of it in animal form. There's this kind of animal that I left in Puerto Rico, and I miss it very much, and I miss my friends very much. And it's just a completely different lifestyle. Living in Puerto Rico, just the pace of things is very different. The way that you live your day-to-day is very different. And yeah, it's about getting to that boiling point. And it happens to me every year. I get to this boiling point where I just can't take it. And I go crazy and I probably buy tickets at the last moment when I shouldn't have. And I just have to go back there. So the song and the video are kind of about that breaking point. And it's all kind of symbolized by tamarindo, which is like this sugary, fruity, kind of tart syrup that they use for snow cones. We call them piraguas. And so the video is kind of me going crazy, getting to the island and going crazy. And like I said before, I filmed it with my niece and nephew on this beautiful island called Vieques. And we just kind of went around with the camera and had a lot of fun. We just went around doing whatever came to mind and just doing crazy stuff, running around on the beach, chasing chickens, chasing horses, and drinking syrup. And it was just a blast. Yeah, I had a great time doing it.
Well, let's take a listen to it here.
You know, hit me like a truck. You know, bit me like a bug, bug. I get salty in the mouth. I go crazy, I'm going south. Say it three times loud. Ba-ba-ding-do, ba-ba-ding-do.
Mindo from the Pink Clouds, and that's Cloudy as the lead singer. So real quick, while I'm thinking about Puerto Rico and what you just said, is what do you think about statehood for Puerto Rico? This is completely off your music and everything, but just what do you think?
That's an intense question right there. Well, I come from a family. I grew up wanting and believing in the independence of Puerto Rico, and I still believe in that. It's a complicated subject because sure. It's not as easy as just saying like, oh, we want to be a free country and everything is just going to be perfect. It's definitely an uphill battle if that was to happen. But yeah, no, Puerto Rico, you know, it has a very complicated relationship with the United States, and the United States have used us for a lot of not great things. They use this as an army base for practicing bombing in Vieques, actually the island where that video was filmed. That was a place where they dropped the bombs all the time, and a lot of the fauna is still you know, for a long time you couldn't eat carrucho, which is a kind of conch, and so it has affected us a lot. And Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we want to get too deep into it, but you know, there was a lot of testing done on humans with contraceptive pills in the 40s. So yeah, I'm not saying that everything about the United States, you know, is terrible or about the relationship necessarily, but it's complicated.
Yeah. No, I was just curious about that from someone from there, how they feel about that. I know that there's really, you know, three sides to it, of remaining as is, become a state, or become independent. And so being from there, I was always curious about that.
You're listening to Art on the Air, WVLP 103.1 FM, and on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM.
Yeah. So I'm going to go to the opposite end of the spectrum. So how many wigs do you have?
What are you talking about? What wig? I have a lot.
All right, we can skip it if you want.
No, it's fine. No, it's funny. It made me think of this. There was this cartoon called Doug on Nickelodeon before. And one time, like, he opened his closet and he had like a lot of the exact same clothes, because in cartoons, usually they use the same clothes every day. So I have about 10 wigs that are exactly the same. once they get, you know, they start losing their hair, then I'll get a new one. But yeah, I've got a bunch. But I like keeping the style exactly the same.
Yeah. Do you keep the flower the same too? Or does
Pretty
that
much,
change?
Yeah. This is actually a new one, but it looks exactly like the old one. The dresses change. Usually flowery, though. I like the flowery dresses.
I know, I do too.
Was it a big culture shock for you to go to New York, you know, when you went? I mean, coming from Puerto Rico, I mean, you talk a little bit about the culture of Puerto Rico, but going there, I mean, was it kind of a wide-eye experience?
I mean, I'd been to New York before. I wasn't, I hadn't lived here, but I had been here. But it's definitely a different thing when you come to live, yeah. It's no more just like all the flashing lights and excitement. You know, you start, especially when I got here. Yeah, it was hard at first, especially, you know, making the money for rent and all that. I haven't been bored for a second. I mean, anybody that doesn't live here, I always tell them the same thing. It's like, I've had horrible days. I've had beautiful days, but I've never been bored. Not for a second. Just impossible. It's impossible to be bored here. I think even during the pandemic, it's just like, there's always so much, you know, stimuli. And I absolutely love it. I can't imagine myself living anywhere else.
Well, one of the songs that, in fact, I was watching the video earlier today, is called Hopscotch. And I especially love the flopping fish. I mean, that's the central theme of that. But tell us a little about the origins of that song and everything. And what were you doing? The video is just, I love it. I mean, it's hilarious.
Well, that was an end of times song written before the pandemic, but also, you know, it's one of those things where I constantly, you know, remind myself or try to remind myself, you know, how fleeting everything is. And I was reading this great book by William Beebe, called, Prehistoric New York. And it kind of like illustrates what different parts of New York might've looked like, or what kind of fauna and flora they had, you know, millions of years ago. And it really put everything into perspective about, you know, like, I didn't just see what it used to be and what it is. I saw what it could be. And like, we could also, you know, this all could be underwater at some point. And I'm not even, I mean, yes, I'm talking about global warming, but I'm talking, this could be millions of years, you know, even after humans don't exist anymore. And it's just like important to remember that. And it actually makes me happy. You know, it does make me relaxed about a lot of things that sometimes I'm stressing about, and it's just like,
everything evolves.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're here for a second, and that's part of the marvelous thing about it. Like, remember, just go out and do exactly what you want to do. I mean, that's how it feels. That's where that song came from, and then the pandemic came. So it really made sense to make a video for that song. And I got this fish that has a motor inside and it flops around. So the video is about me kind of finding this friend to accompany me during the pandemic. And then eventually the fish convinces me to go outside and into the water and, like, you know, find, you know, go into the world, basically, which is how I was feeling during the pandemic. I had been closed for so long. And it was like, it's time. Let's see what's out there. Obviously, safely, but it was time. So that's what the song and the video are about.
And well, here it is. Here's Hopscotch.
Jesus,
that is Hopscotch, Pink Clouds, and that was Claudia and the lead singer with the fish flopping around. See the YouTube video. It's hilarious. So one of the questions I'd like to ask is how people can find you, like on the World Wide Web, on Instagram, or whatever your place is. What's the best way to locate you?
Absolutely. Well, we have a website, pinkclouds.com. That's PINCLOUDS.com. If you look us up on Instagram, the same. It's at pinkclouds. And Spotify, we are Pink Clouds. So it's we're easy to find. As long as the pink is with a C and not with a K, you're going to find us. YouTube, all that stuff.
With 1 minute left, what are you looking forward to doing now that the pandemic is wrapping up?
Yeah, how many shows? What is in the works?
Well, we're still playing at Tompkins and different parks around the city. So we're gonna be playing mostly at Tompkins, but also Central Park, Prospect Park, McCarran Park for now, because, you know, venues are mostly closed. We might do some shows in May for a very limited audience at a venue called Wild Birds in Crown Heights, Brooklyn. So we're looking forward to that and putting out the album and just continuing to make people dance and make people happy. And that's really all we can ask for. It's going to be summer, and I think it's going to be a beautiful year. Hopefully we'll get out of this pandemic very, very soon. And you know, maybe touring after that, who knows? But for now, at the moment, going out with our battery-powered amps, playing shows, making it happen.
I know, I would certainly open the gallery. The gallery's been shuttered since last March, March 9th, actually, of last year. But, boy, I would love to host you there. And I wanted to also say thank you so much for adding to the the richness of this magnificent blip in time that we are, that we get to experience. I so appreciate you.
Thank you. No, I mean, it's, we do, you know, we do it for other people, but we also do it for ourselves. You know, we couldn't have done it without the people that come to the shows, and it's just been so fun for us. We would have gone crazy otherwise. So we're absolutely happy to do it.
Well, we'd like to thank you for being the Art of the Air. That's Cloudy from Pink Louds. You can find them just by doing probably a Google search and anywhere on the net and listen to their music, and especially look at the hopscotch video. That's hilarious. Cloudy, thank you so much for being on Art in the Air.
Thank you.
Great thank you. It's been a pleasure.
But as I want you on the field, everybody knows I just want to take you, wake you, watch, want to rip your clothes off when I want you on the field. Everybody knows I just want to take you, wake you, watch, want to
been listening to Art in the Air, and we'd like to thank our guests this week on WVLP 103.1 FM and Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM, our weekly program covering arts and arts events throughout Northwest Indiana and beyond. Art in the Air is heard every Friday at 11 a.m. and rebroadcast Monday at 5 p.m. on WVLP. Art in the Air streams live at WVLP.org and is rebroadcast on Monday at 5 p.m., plus is also heard on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, every Sunday at 7 p.m., also streaming live at lakeshorepublicradio.org, and is available on Lakeshore Public Radio's website as a podcast. Our spotlight interviews are also heard Wednesdays on Lakeshore Public Radio. Thanks again to Greg Kovach, WVLP station manager, and Tom Maloney, vice president of radio operations for Lakeshore Public Radio. Our theme music is by Billy Foster, with a vocal by Renee Foster. Art in the Air is supported by an Indiana Arts Commission Arts Project Grant and the National Endowment for the Arts. Underwriters for Art in the Air, Walt Breidinger of Paragon Investments, and Mary LeVan, arts patron. Information about Art in the Air is available at our website, breck.com/AOTA. That's breck, BRECH.com/AOTA. That includes a complete show archive, spotlight interviews, plus our show is available on multiple podcast platforms, including NPR One. Please like us on Facebook, Art on the Air, WVLP, for information about upcoming shows and interviews. If you're interested in being a guest or sending us information about your arts, arts-related event, or exhibit, please email us at aota@breck.com. That's aota@breck, BRECH.com, or contact us through our Facebook page. Your hosts were Larry Breckner and Esther Golden, and we invite you back next week for another episode of Art on the Air.
Aloha, everyone. Have a splendid week.
Express yourself through art. And show the world your heart. Express yourself through art. And show the world your heart. You're in the know with Esther and Larry. Art on the Air today. Stay in the know with Larry and Esther. Art on the Air our way. Express yourself through art. And show the world your heart. Express yourself through art. And show the world your heart. Express yourself through art. And show the world your heart. Express yourself through art. And show the world your heart.